WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Wizard of Oz is one of the most beloved movies ever made, and some of the songs from the movie, Over the Rainbow, We're Off to See the Wizard, and Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, are among the most well-known. Now Rhino Records has released a 2-disc set of all the music that was composed for the original soundtrack, including some that was never used. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
Someday I'll wake and rub my eyes, and in that land beyond the skies, you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow. Why?
The tune and the voice are familiar, but you've probably never heard some of these particular words before. And why is Judy Garland crying? This is actually the reprise of Over the Rainbow that Dorothy sings as a prisoner of the Wicked Witch of the West. It was cut from the final edit. Over the Rainbow itself was nearly dropped because Louis B. Mayer thought it slowed down the action too much and didn't like the idea of an MGM star singing in a barnyard. It went on to win the Oscar for Best Song. The 50-page booklet that comes with these discs is filled with color photos, production storyboards, biographies, notes on all the music, both used and deleted, and lots of stories. Did you know that Ray Bolger was first cast as the Tin Woodman and Buddy Ebsen as the Scarecrow before they switched roles? Ebsen, of course, never appeared in the film because he was hospitalized in an iron lung with aluminum dust poisoning from his Tin Man makeup. But he recorded his songs before he got sick. In fact, his voice remains on the final soundtrack in all the big group numbers. Here he is singing If I Only Had a Heart. The voice of Juliet belongs to Adriana Casalotti, who's even better known as the voice of Walt Disney's Snow White.
Picture me, a balcony, above a voice sings low.
Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
I hear a beat. How sweet just to register emotion. Jealousy, devotion, and really feel the part. I would stay young and chipper, and I'd lock it with a zipper if I only had a heart.
Over the Rainbow wasn't the only award-winning music in The Wizard of Oz. The background music by Herbert Stothart won the Oscar for Best Original Scoring, and it's a pleasure to hear. Not only because it conjures up vivid images from the film, but because it's so inventive and colorful in itself. Stothart is responsible for the music in a wide variety of films that includes Queen Christina, A Night at the Opera, and National Velvet. In Oz, he interweaves his arrangements of Arlen's tunes like Wagnerian leitmotifs, and he makes witty uses of folk songs, music by Mendelssohn and Schumann, and familiar songs like The Whistler and His Dog. But his own original music is also memorable. Think of the poppy field where Dorothy and her friends fall asleep, the ominous march of the Winky Guards, or the music for Mean Miss Gulch, whose bicycle turns into the Wicked Witch's broomstick in Dorothy's cyclone dream.
Ha ha ha!
Rhino has done Hollywood and all of us a wonderful service in its series of original movie soundtracks, which also includes Bernard Herrmann's magnificent complete score to Hitchcock's North by Northwest. On the Wizard of Oz discs, what got kept and what got cut out of the film makes its own fascinating story. The Wizard of Oz is really a remarkable vindication of the entire studio system. The production suffered cast changes and script changes and had at least five major directors, including King Vidor, who directed the Over the Rainbow sequence, although final credit was given only to Victor Fleming, who took over another MGM film that same year, Gone with the Wind. And yet out of all this chaos emerged a perfect cast, a perfect score, and a perfect balance of humor, magic, and menace, seamlessly edited. The Wizard of Oz lost the Best Picture Oscar to Gone with the Wind. But of course, the Academy isn't always right.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the CD of the original motion picture soundtrack of The Wizard of Oz. This is Fresh Air.